And then step two really is prepare yourself to listen. The other person may say a whole bunch of things: waiting, attending, clarifying, reflecting, agreeing. Any of those, which of those do you like that really helps when you are entering into a hard conversation with someone and you're trying to connect and listen to them? Which one of those would really help you? Which one speaks to you? Waiting, attending, clarifying, reflecting, agreeing. Any of those, Craig?
Like waiting is often hard. Like, is kind of get out there, I guess. And waiting until the other person responds.
Yep. That speaks to you, waiting. Anyone else? Yes?
I think it's important that you can actually find some common ground where you agree that you both sinned or whatever, you know, whatever it is that you can say, yeah, we're both, you know, at fault here.
Yeah.
That to me really helps.
Amen. Yeah. Agreeing. Isn't that a gift to agree with someone these days? Mm-hmm. Don't look for the thing that's wrong. Look for the 99 things you can agree with. I don't see a lot of people practicing that. That's powerful. That's the Holy Spirit stuff there. How about then skip down point three, open-ended questions to help the other person discover for himself. Why is that important? Open-ended questions to the other person, not you did this and it shall ever, forever and ever be this way. But open-ended questions like, when you did this, what were you hoping would be the result? And allow them to reflect on what they might have done. Okay. This was like drinking water out of a fire hose. I understand that. What was one thing you're going to take away and put into practice that you heard today? Just one thing. Of all the things that came at you. One thing you can do. Prepare to listen. Anybody else?
Making sure that you tell that person that I'm sorry. Help. Help.
Starting with your own confession of fault.
Realizing your anger or whatever isn't going to get. That God wants you to go into compensation with a sense of positive feeling that with his help, you can work it through.
Great. No right or wrong answers. This is for you. This is for you. This isn't for, I like today's Bible, say I did. Don't. What are you taking away is the point. Yep.
I'm struggling through this whole thing because this all deals with a person, you know, who's sinning, a spiritual sin. I don't know very many like that, but I know a lot of people that I'm in a relationship, Republican, Democrat, mask, no mask, hawk, dove, more down. I mean, that's something we deal with every day.
Yep.
I'm wondering if we could have this same class, same ideas adapted to relationships with people with everyday problems, not
yeah.
big
sin. So I want to move you forward. What about agreeable? What about the concept of agreeing? How could a Democrat agree with a Republican right now? Could you?
For the most part, no.
How could you seek common ground? You can't. The concept here of agreeing with someone. How can a Democrat agree with a Republican on something? Bob?
Cannot agree on identity, but to agree on. So
okay.
In other words, I agree that your party does this, but I disagree on this.
Okay. Yeah. So, but what Bob did was there, he's carving out a spot that he can agree on. And he defined it for him and then communicated it.
Going back to
bing, bing, bing. Yeah.
Focus on things we agree on.
Yeah.
Not on just what we
take the concept. Yeah. Your point is good, though. This is kind of, but take the concepts, put them into play, waiting, listening, agreeing, seeking common ground.
Both yep. parties are looking, willing for the same thing, still want reconciliation, or you want the best for the nation that you love, for the community. That's
yeah.
That's what we all want.
So we agree on we love our country. Yep.